Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
Have you ever noticed Paul's prayers in the letters that he wrote to the various churches in the New Testament? Well, they're indeed inspiring, and they serve as model prayers for all of us. For example, listen to Paul's prayer for the Colossians.
We are asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and growing in the knowledge of God.
Think about this wonderful prayer. Paul wanted these believers to be mature in Christ, but he also wanted them to have supernatural wisdom so they could know God's will. But there's more. He wanted them to have supernatural power. Note how he concluded this prayer.
May you be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience, with joy giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the saints' inheritance in the light.
Paul prayed a similar prayer for the Ephesians, and notice his wonderful benediction. Now to him who is able to do above and beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Well, I'd like to encourage you to use Paul's prayer as a model of your own. You'll be very encouraged if you do.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.